This practice is the self-compassion break, which comes from the mindful self-compassion curriculum developed by Kristen Neff and Chris Germer. It's about a 5-minute practice when we first learn it, but the encouragement here is then to begin practicing it briefly in your life, on the spot, whenever you need it. Self-compassion is responding to our own suffering in the caring way we would respond to a dear friend or a child who's struggling. This self-compassion break is designed in 3 stages to directly experience the 3 components of self-compassion: mindfulness, common humanity, and kindness. Each stage is about 1 minute. Let's try it out together. So taking a few deep breaths and settling into your body. Now, bringing to mind a situation in your life that is causing you stress. When first learning this practice, choosing a problem that's in the mild to moderate range so that we gradually develop this quality of self-compassion. So bringing this difficulty to life in your experience right now, where do you feel it in the body? Noticing and feeling any discomfort in the body. And being present with the sensations as they arise. And with this difficulty now present, try saying to yourself slowly, "This is a moment of struggle." Or, "This hurts. This is stressful." That's mindfulness, the first component of self-compassion. Recognizing the struggle while we're struggling. Validating how we feel while we're experiencing it. Sensing what it's like for someone to experience the struggle. Acknowledging that it's tough. Now for the second stage of the self-compassion break, try saying to yourself, "Struggle is a part of life." Or, "We all struggle in our lives. Many other people struggle like this, just like me." That's common humanity, the second component of self-compassion. This is how it feels when a person struggles in this way. Sensing right through your feeling what others feel. In this way, sensing this feeling is not just your own, but is your deep connection to many other people. Now for the third stage of the self-compassion break, experimenting with offering yourself a simple gesture of soothing touch. One option is placing your hand over your heart, or trying another gesture of soothing touch of your choice, somewhere on your body. Feeling the warmth and gentle touch of your hands. And try saying to yourself, "May I be kind to myself?" Or, "May I give myself what I need?" That's kindness, the third component of self-compassion. Perhaps there are particular words of kindness and support that you need to hear in this difficult situation. Offering yourself what you need, what simple message might be a caring response? May I begin to accept myself as I am. May I forgive myself. May I be patient with myself. Well, good work. You've practiced the self-compassion break. Inviting you to continue experimenting with this practice and becoming familiar with it, so that the next time you're struggling or stressed, you can pause for a moment or two on the spot and acknowledge what you are experiencing with the three stages of the self-compassion break. First, acknowledging what you are experiencing with mindfulness. Ouch, this hurts. Second, moving from isolation to connection by reminding yourself, I'm not alone in this struggle. And finally, saying to oneself something like, may I be kind to myself. So that whenever you notice you're struggling in your life, it becomes an opportunity to practice self-compassion. Good luck with your practice.